Monday night, Tuesday night, what's today? Tuesday night, Or Legimel of Tvar Halach and Chavis Halavis. Okay, the place can bring down a heter to do laundry the 9 days for small children who constantly, shall we delicately say, soil their clothing. But the poskim really expand that, and they allow, if you have kids, whether it's up to 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, if they constantly are getting their clothing dirty, filthy, you know, like kids do, and this is an ongoing thing, so you're allowed to wash them. It's not so clear to me. Chora, if you don't have to wash them and you just have enough clothing for them, so I assume you're not allowed to wash them. But you don't. I understand it to me. You don't have to be mitzamtzim and like work it out. You certainly better do laundry than buy them new clothing. But it also means you don't have to work it out and like stretch it another day and push it another day and try another day. So that you're not mechuyev to do. You wash it, and maybe even if you'll have to wash it, you don't have to wait till you use them all up and only then wash it. But you could wash it right away if you assume you'll have to wash it, so you can wash it. No ironing, can't iron it. The kids will thank you for that. And you should do it they don't have laundromats in Israel, do they? They have laundromats here. Anyway, you should do it in private. In case you have an option of a laundromat, don't do it. And you cannot throw, Ramosha says, other places can say you can't throw other clothing into the machine, even though it's the same load. Polishing shoes is okay if you have scuff marks, apparently, but you can't shine your shoes. No shining, but polishing. Don't go to the Schwarz is there in Times Square. Shoe shine. Okay. Chavis Halavos, learning about people who practice precious and ironically for the wrong reason. Well, I don't know, wrong reason. Maybe he just says it's for Lamazer reasons. So his first group were people who want people to hold of them, and they want to fool people. They actually want to fool people and into thinking that they're tzaddikim and that people will even entrust their money and secrets to them, and then they attain power. They have information, and information is power, and they have money from people, pikdonos, because people trust them. So that's one type. Bakata Shnia, the second group, is Anoshim Shehi, very interesting. Anoshim Shehi Sika Yodam Mashu Mikanyani Ha'olam. They have limited amount of assets. V'chashero mehirus avdan ahon, but they see they're not making ends meet and they're going through their money rather quickly. V'hishapchus hamatzavim, and they don't have pushed enough money. Imchoser b'tchonam al Hashem, and they don't have bitachon, so they are mitzamtzim what they use to the point of precious because they're afraid they won't have enough. Because of their lack of bitachon. He calls this a group that's practicing precious for olam hazeh reasons, for not spiritual reasons, for gashmiyustika reasons, because they want to have enough to get through the month, they want to have enough to get through the year. We're talking in a way that is a cutback in their daily lives, in a way, I guess, that's... I don't know what he's talking about. He's not that clear. There's nothing wrong with tightening your belt. I guess the point is the reason. There is something wrong with tightening your belt if your reason is a lack of bitachon. The question is that called a lack of bitachon, the very fact that you see you have to tighten your belt to make it through the month? So that is a question that really expands into when is someone not having bitachon, and perhaps if it makes you somewhat dysfunctional and people start to suffer because of it. Those would just be two examples that it is a manifestation of a lack of bitachon. But his point here is that their precious and their tzimtzum and even their rison ta'avosam, reigning in their tithes, so they're tining it because they want to be prushim. I want to be a porush. I don't want so much olam hazeh. They love olam hazeh, and they only wish they could have everything. But elatokef lehitusim ba'olam, they are so into olam hazeh the chibosum laharbos mikinyonov, and they don't have bitachon, and they want to make sure that they have enough olam hazeh to get them through the month. A very interesting mindset. But tzarom, and they're mitzayer al dalus nafshem. They're very bizarre that they can't have everything that they want. Umiyu tistapkum b'meshisug yodam bo. He doesn't enjoy what he has because he is always figuring out how to make it last so that he'll have it for a longer period of time, or he'll always be able to enjoy it. He's very far from being a parush. Adarabba, he's trying to make sure that he always has these things that he wants, and he's very mitzar if he can't have everything that he wants, and it's just that he doesn't have bitachon, so he wants to hoard what he has and make sure that he can always have it in his mind. That's what he's doing. He's making sure that he'll have it next week, next month, etc. That's the second group.